Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 15, text number 45.
Part one.
Last chapter. Pumsam gatim bragayatam iha yoga margair dhyanaspadam bhojamatam nayanabhiramam Pumsanam vapur darshayanam annayasiddhir aupratikaihi samagranam yutamashtabohi. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. This is the form of the Lord, which is meditated upon by the followers of the yoga process. And it is pleasing to the yogis in meditation. It is not imaginary by factual, as approved by great yogis. The Lord is full in 8 kinds of achievements. But for others, these achievements are not possible in full perfection. 1545. Purport. The success of yoga process is very nicely described here. It is specifically mentioned that the form of the Lord as 400 Narayana is the object of meditation for the followers of yoga marga. In the modern age, there are so many so-called yogis who do not target their meditation on the 400 Narayana form. Some of them try to meditate on something impersonal or void. But that is not approved by the great yogis who follow this standard method. The real yoga process is to control the senses, sit in a solitary and sanctified place and meditate on the 400 form of Narayana. Decorated as described in this chapter as he appeared before the 4 sages. This Narayana form is Krishna's expansion. Therefore, the Krishna consciousness movement, which is now spreading, is the real topmost process of yoga practice. Krishna consciousness is the highest yoga performance by trained devotional yogis. Despite all the allurement of yoga practice, the 8 kinds of yogic perfections are hardly achievable by the common man. But here it is described that the Lord who appeared before the 4 sages is himself full of all 8 of those perfections. The highest yoga marg process is to concentrate the mind 24 hours a day on Krishna. This is called Krishna consciousness. The yoga system as described in Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita or as recommended in the Patanjali yoga process is different from the nowadays practiced Hatha yoga as it is generally understood in the Western countries. Real yoga practice is to control the senses, and after such a control is established, to concentrate the mind on the Narayana form of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, Sri Krishna. Lord Krishna is the original personality of a Godhead, and all the other Vishnu forms with the 4 hands decorated with a conch, lotus, club and veil are plainly expansions of Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, it is recommended that one meditate upon the form of the Lord to practice concentration of the mind. One has to sit with the head and back in a straight line. And one must practice in secluded place. The yogi should observe the rules and regulations of brahmacharya to strictly live a life of self-restraint and celibacy. One cannot practice yoga in a congested city, living a life of extravagance, including unrestricted sex indulgence and adultery for the tongue. Yoga practice necessitates controlling the senses. The beginning of the sense control is to control the tongue. One who can control the tongue can also have a control over other senses. One cannot allow the tongue to take all kinds of forbidden food and drink and at the same time advance in the practice of yoga. It is a very regrettable fact that many unauthorized so-called yogis come to the Western countries and exploit people's inclination towards yoga practice. Such unauthorized yogis even dare to say publicly that one can indulge in the habit of drinking and at the same time practice meditation. 5,000 years ago, Lord Krishna recommended yoga practice to Arjuna. But Arjuna frankly expressed his inability to follow the stringent rules and regulations of the yoga system. One should be very practical in every field of activities and should not waste his valuable time in practicing useless gymnastic feats in the name of yoga. Real yoga is to search out the four-handed super soul within the one's heart and see him perpetually in meditation. Such a continued meditation is called samadhi, and the object of this meditation is the four-handed form. Narayana. With a bodily decoration as described in this chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. If, however, one wants to meditate upon something void or impersonal, it will take a very long time before he achieves success in yoga practice. We cannot concentrate our mind on something void or impersonal. Real yoga is to fix the mind on the form of the Lord, the four-handed Narayana, who is sitting in everyone's heart. By meditation, one can understand that God is seated within one's heart, even if one does not know it. God is seated within the heart of everyone. Not only is he seated in the heart of human being, but he is also within the hearts of cats and dogs. Bhagavad Gita certifies this fact by the declaration of the Lord. Ishvara sarva bhutanam ruddheshu Arjuna tishthati. The Ishvara, the supreme controller of the world, is seated in the heart of the presence of the is seated in the heart of everyone. Not only is he in everyone's heart, but he is also present within the atom. No place is vacant or devoid of the presence of the Lord. That is the statement of Ishopanishad. God is present everywhere and his right of proprietorship applies to everything. The feature of the Lord by which he is present everywhere is called Paramatma. Atma means the individual soul and Paramatma means the individual super soul. Both Atma and Paramatma are individual persons. The difference between Atma and Paramatma is that the Atma or soul is present only in a particular body, whereas the Paramatma is present everywhere. In this connection, the example of the sun is very nice. An individual person may be situated in one place, but the sun, even though a similar individual entity is present on the head of every individual person, in Bhagavad Gita, this is explained. Therefore, even though the qualities of all entities, including the Lord, are equal, the super soul is different from the individual soul by the quantitative power of expansion. The Lord or the super soul can expand himself into millions of different forms, whereas the individual soul cannot do so. The super soul, being seated in everyone's heart, can witness everyone's activities, past, present and future. In the Upanishads, the super soul is described as being seated with the individual soul as a friend and witness. As a friend, the Lord is always anxious to get back his friend, an individual soul, and bring him back home back to Godhead. As a witness, he is the bestower of all benedictions, and he endows each individual with the result of his action. The super soul gives the individual soul all facilities to achieve whatever he desires to enjoy in this material world. Suffering is a reaction to the living entity's propensity to try to lord it over the material world. But the Lord instructs his friend, the individual soul, who is also his son, to give up all other engagements and simply surrender unto him for perpetual bliss and eternal life, full of knowledge. This is the last instruction of Bhagavad Gita, the most authorized and widely read book on all varieties of yoga. Thus, the last word of Bhagavad Gita is the last word of the perfection of yoga. And it is stated in Bhagavad Gita that a person who is always absorbed in Krishna consciousness is topmost yogi. What is Krishna consciousness? As the individual soul is present by his consciousness throughout his entire body, so the super soul or Paramatma is present throughout the whole creation by super consciousness. This super conscious energy is limited by the individual soul, who has limited consciousness. I can understand what is going on within my limited body, but I cannot feel what is going on in another's body. I am present throughout my body by my consciousness, but my consciousness is not present in another's body. The super soul or Paramatma, however, being present everywhere and within everyone, is also conscious of everyone's existence. The theory that the soul and the super soul are one is not acceptable because it is not confirmed by authoritative Vedic literature. The individual soul's consciousness cannot act in super consciousness. This super consciousness can be achieved, however, by dovetailing individual consciousness with the consciousness of the Supreme. This dovetailing process is called surrender or Krishna consciousness. From the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, we learn very clearly that Arjun, in the beginning, did not want to fight with his brothers and relatives. But after understanding Bhagavad Gita, he dovetailed his consciousness with the super consciousness of Krishna. He was then in Krishna consciousness. A person in full Krishna consciousness acts by the dictations of Krishna. In the beginning of Krishna consciousness, dictation is received through the transparent medium of the spiritual master. When one is sufficiently trained and acts in submissive faith and love for Krishna under the direction of the bona fide spiritual master, the dovetailing process becomes more firm and accurate. This stage of a devotional service by the devotee is Krishna consciousness, his most perfect stage of the yoga system. At this stage, Krishna and the super soul dictates from within. While from without, the devotee is helped by the spiritual master, who is the bona fide representative of Krishna. From within, he helps the devotees as Chaitya, for he is seated within the heart of everyone. Understanding that God is seated within everyone's heart is not, however, sufficient. One has to be acquainted with the God from both within and without. And one must take dictation from within and without to act in yoga. For a perfect yogi, there are 8 kinds of super achievements. One can become lighter than air. One can become smaller than the atom. One can become bigger than a mountain. One can achieve whatever he desires. One can control like the Lord, and so on. But when one rises to the perfectional stage of receiving dictation from the Lord, that is greater than any stage of material achievements above mentioned. The breathing exercise of a yoga system, which is generally practiced, is just the beginning. Meditation on the super soul is just another step forward. But to obtain direct contact with the super soul and take dictation from him is the highest perfectional stage. The breathing exercise of meditation practice were very difficult even 5,000 years ago. Otherwise, Arjuna would not have rejected the proposal of a Krishna that he adopt this system. This age of a Kali is called the fallen age. In this age, people in general are short living and very slow in understanding self-realization or spiritual life. They are mostly unfortunate, and therefore if someone is a little bit interested in self-realization, he is likely to be misguided by so many frauds. The only way to realize the perfect stage of yoga is to follow the principles of Bhagavad Gita as practiced by Lord Chaitanya. This is the simplest and highest perfection of yoga practice. Lord Chaitanya demonstrated this Krishna consciousness yoga system in a practical manner simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna as prescribed in the Vedanta, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and many important Puranas. The largest number of Indians follow this yoga process, and in the United States, it is gradually spreading in many cities. It is very easy and practical for this age, especially for those who are serious about success in yoga. No other process of yoga can be successful in this age. The meditation process was possible in the golden age of Satyayuga because people in that age used to live for hundreds of thousands of years. If one wants to success in practice, in practical yoga practice, it is advised that he take to chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And he will actually feel himself making progress. In Bhagavad Gita, this practice of Krishna consciousness is prescribed as Raja Vidya, or the king of all erudition. Those who have taken to this most sublime bhakti system or bhakti yoga system, who practice devotional service in a transcendental love of Krishna, can testify to its happy and easy execution. The four sages Sanat, Sanatan, Sanandan and Sanat Kumar also became attracted by the features of the Lord and the transcendental aroma of the dust of his lotus feet, as already described in the verse 43. Yoga necessitates controlling the senses, and bhakti yoga or Krishna consciousness is the process of purifying the senses. When the senses are purified, they are automatically controlled. One cannot stop the activities of the senses by artificial means. But if one purifies the senses by engaging in service of the Lord, the senses not only can be controlled from rubbish engagements, but can be engaged in the Lord's transcendental service. As aspired to by the four sages, Sanak, Sanatan, Sanandan and Sanat Kumar, Krishna consciousness is not therefore a manufactured concoction of the speculative mind. It is the process enjoined in Bhagavad Gita. Manmana bhavamad bhakto madhyajimam namaskuru. Om agyana timirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sva Vadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Guru Na Vaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganaraguna Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Barijana Sayitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Brishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchatya Deshatarine. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Pumsam Gatim Mrugayatam Iha Yoga Margair. Dhyana Aspadanam Bahumatam Nayanabhiram Pumsam Vapur Darashayanam Ananyasiddhir Autapattikaihi Samarganam Yutam Ashtabhogaihi. This is the form of the Lord which is meditated upon by the followers of the yoga process. and it is pleasing to the yogis in meditation. It is not imaginary but factual as approved by great yogis. The Lord is full in 8 kinds of achievements, but for others these achievements are not possible in full perfection. So this verse nicely describes about the achievements of yoga system. And in the purport, Prabhupada elaborately explains about the present day's yoga practice and what is prescribed by the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita and Patanjali yoga system. Yoga, the root words yuja, it comes as you see in Nirukti, the Vedic encyclopedia or dictionary. It clearly mentions yoga means to connect. And Bhagavad Gita is the book of different kinds of yogas which are explained by the Lord himself, who has given the whole Vedic system or whole knowledge to the world. And here it is clearly explained that to see that beautiful form of the Lord, which is just previously explained in this chapter, who has 400 form, whose body has a bluish blackish color, who has a beautiful face, his ears are decorated with the Makara Kundala, his neck is decorated with a Kaustubha gem, he is wearing dazzling pitambar, and beautiful anklets are there in his ankles are there in his feet, and his lotus feet are decorated with a tulasi leaves, and his beauty that surpasses the millions of cupids. As Mother Lakshmi is considered as the emblem of beauty, Shri, that's why it is called as a Shri. But she is insignificant in front of the beauty of the Lord. And the achievement of real yoga, which is explained by Patanjali in his Patanjali Sutra, is to meditate on that Supreme Personality of a Godhead who resides in everyone's heart as a super soul with the 400 forms. But present days, they consider yoga means only a hatha yoga, which is just on the bodily platform. Hatha yoga is practiced by the, mostly it is practiced by aghoris, the people who torture their body to achieve some siddhis. There are 8 different kinds of siddhis: anima, lagima, prapti, ishita, vashita, and so on. But what is the purpose of achieving that? To try to become a famous, to try to become a more powerful. But that's not the goal of practicing yoga system. Ashtanga yoga has 8 different limbs through which you can control your senses, gross as well as subtle. Yam, Niyam, Asan, Pranayam, Dhyan, Dharana and Samadhi. But nowadays, just pranayam or breathing exercise they consider as a yoga. But breathing exercise is fourth stage of Ashtanga Yoga. Before that you have to follow Yama Niyam. Yama means what you have to follow. Niyama means which you have to give up. From which you have to restrict yourself. If you do that, then you try to perform different asanas. And as per the Patanjali Sutra, there are 84 lakh types of asanas. Each and every species of a life or animal has his own posture. That same posture is called as an asana. And if you are perfected in one of the asanas, then comes pranayama. Then there is a breathing exercise. Once asana got siddha, then only you can control your breath. And what you have to do with that then? Once this prana got controlled, through which you can control your mind. Prana means prana, vayu, breathing. Because everything depends on that. If it is stopped, everything is stopped. So, once you control that, then you can control your senses. And most powerful sense is mind. Because Yam Niyam, through Yam Niyam and that you can control your external senses. But through Pranayam you can control your mind. You can focus it on one particular point. But what is that? Ultimately, on which you have to focus your mind? That is super soul. But again, there are some frauds. They think, once you see that super soul, you have seen yourself. And you become him. So after doing all this circus, if you think yourself as a god, then whatever you have done, it is shrama evahi. Kevala. Then what is real yoga process? That real yoga process is explained by the Lord Himself is that Sarva Dharmana Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Vraja Aham Tvam Sarva Papyubhya Moksha Ishyami Masvacha. Give up everything and just surrender unto me. That's the way of connecting ourselves with the Lord. And even in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord also says, when he concludes the sixth chapter, which explains about the Ashtanga Yoga, he says that Yoginam api sarvesham madgatena antaratmanaha shraddhavan bhajato yomam same yuktatamo mataha. Yoginam api sarvesham, amongst the all yogis. Why Lord is saying that Yoginam api sarvesham? What these all sarva yogas? Like as he has explained Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Karma Sannyasa Yoga, Dhyana Yoga. Among these four different yogas, the topmost yoga is that through which one can connect himself with the Lord. Same Yukta Tamo Mataha. Who worships the Lord is considered or Madgate Nantaratmana Shraddhavan Bhajate Yoma. What is this bhaja? Bhaja means rendering service, and that is with love. If someone serve their lordship with a love, then Lord says, Same yukta tamo mata. That person is connected with me. So again, most important thing that we have to understand, that by bhakti yoga, what you are going to achieve? How you will connect with him? In a yoga system, you will meditate on Lord, means you will see the Lord. Okay? By performing Ashtanga Yoga, you will be able to see the Lordship who is residing in your heart as a Paramatma, four-handed form. But if you render devotional service to the Lord, you are going to connect with the Lord by His personal service. So which is more intimate? Just seeing Him from the distance or engaging in His service? That's why Lord says that Same Yukta Tamo Mataha, that person is well connected with me who worships me, who renders devotional service to me. Are you getting the difference? That most important thing that we have to understand. That's why Lord says among the yogis, bhakti yogis are topmost. And in the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita at the end, after showing the whole Vishwarupa and after hearing the prayers offered by Arjuna, Lord says that Bhaktyatu Ananya Shakya Aham Evo Vidu Arjuna. Only through devotional service you can understand me, nothing else. In the end of 8th chapter also Lord says that Vedeshu Adneshu Vedeshu Yadneshu Tapasu Shaiva Taneshu Yat Punya Phalam Pradesh. Whatever you do according to Vedic system by following Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, Yoga, you are going to get it just by rendering devotional service to the Lord. But far better than that. Through jnana, you can understand the impersonal feature of the Lord. You can become a Brahmavadi. You can see everyone as a soul. By karma kanda, you may get purified your senses and your existence. Yoga, you may meditate on the personal form of the Lord which is residing in everyone's heart. But if you render devotional service, you are going to establish your own relationship with the Lord as a friend, as a servant, as a parent, or as a consort, or as a paramour. So which is more intimate then? Rendering devotional service or performing other yogas? That's most important. And this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam proves that the greatest yogis of all the time, who are they? Chatushkumaras. These persons, so we have to understand that Lord, He manifests Himself in everyone's heart. And two, He is there already. Actually, He is residing everyone's heart, but He get manifested as we get connected to Him. He is there as a Chaitya Guru. And by seeing your own strong and sincere desires, Mataji, thoda dhire, Sangeeta Mataji. Bataiyam. Because the whole yoga process is the process through which you can connect their lordship. That is most important. Because connecting ourselves with the Lord is the sole purpose of human existence. Why we have got this human form? So that we can get connected with the Lord. As it is explained that Lord, He resides in everyone's heart as a super soul, as a Suruda. Suruda means very intimate friend of everyone. And what is His desire? To get back all the living entities back home, back to Godhead. And that's why all these processes of yoga has explained in different scriptures. Because being a ever well-wisher, Lord wants that we should get connected Him always. And for the age of a Kali, the most important and prominent process and most sublime, and though it is a simple, has given by the Lord Himself. As explained in the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that Kriteya Dhyayate Vishnum Tretayam Yajato Makayi Dvapare Paricharyayam Kalautad Hari Kirtanat. Because it was possible in the age of a Treta, in the age of a Satya, when people, they used to live for 1 lakh years, like a hundred and thousands of years, and they were in the stage of a Hansa. Hansa means who had sada viveka buddhi, or rational intelligence through which they used to understand what is good for them and what is bad for them. And by using that intelligence, they used to dedicate their time more for the meditation on the super soul. But in this age of Akali, how many people they really free from the material contaminations? None. It's very difficult to find them. Because Kaler Dosha Nidhe Rajan, this Kali Yuga is full of faults. Dosha Nidhe is the ocean of faults. But Asti Ekod Mahat Kunaha. But there is one special quality that this age has, and that is chanting the holy name of Lord. The most sublime, thou simple process has given so that we can get connected with the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. And through this Krishna consciousness movement, it is spreading throughout the world. Because a person in full Krishna consciousness acts by the dictation of the Lord. Full Krishna conscious means who is conscious of Krishna at each and every moment. And that's what Lord wants in the Bhagavad Gita. Mam anusmara yudhyacha. He tells Arjuna, you do your job, but at the same time, you should remember me. And that's the art of living. That's the Krishna consciousness that one has to understand. Because if someone is not properly trained in Krishna consciousness, it becomes very difficult. Once you get into the process of Krishna consciousness, which is a Bhagavata Marga, Bhagavata Marga is Shramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Arjanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. This Navavida Bhakti, ninefold process of devotion service, through which you can purify your senses, and you can purify your mind, and you can purify your existence. Because the most abominable thing in our human form, which keeps us distracting from the purpose of our life, that is tongue. jiva. See, people, they travel from this corner of the world to the another one just to pacify their tongue, nothing else. I have seen one of my friend, he was so desperate to eat and had a lot of money also. He used to travel all the way from India to Italy to eat pizza and lasagna. Can you imagine? That craving for eating something. Yeah. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, Jivera lalasa iti uti dhaya shishnodara parayana krishna nahi paya. Jivera lalasa, for the sake of satisfying jiva, tongue, iti uti dhaya, the living entity runs here and there. Shishnodara parayana, because these three things comes in a line. If you control your tongue, your stomach will get control. Your stomach is controlled, automatically the reprogenitory sense, that will get control. So one has to control his tongue. And that's why in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami Pad said that jivadav sevan mukehi jivvadav swayameva spuratyadaha. The foremost thing that you have to engage in the service is jivha. If it is engaged, then swayameva spuratyadaha, then Lord Himself manifests in your heart. And how to engage that tongue? It's very easy. Have a prasad. Prepare a food, offer to the Lord. And have it, because that will purify your senses and existence. And once your existence is purified, then it becomes very easy to chant the holy name and relish the sweetness of the Lord's name. And that will connect you with the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. And this is the simple process that has given for the age of a Kali. So let's take it seriously. Be sincere in this endeavor and achieve the sole purpose of our life, to get connected with Krishna. Hare Krishna. So any question, any comment?
Austerity is false. It's also kind of controlling the tongue.
Austerity?
Like cross.
Like? Upavasa. Yeah. Yes. See, in the ocean you may see big, big boats. What they call the biggest one? Ships. More bigger than ships? Nothing. Huh? But it is controlled by radar. What is the size of radar? Like 1 kilometer, or there are some warships, they are like 1 kilometer, 2 kilometers long. And they are controlled by few meters radar. So same way this human form of a body, which is controlled by this tongue, how big it is. If someone has more than 2.5 inches or 3 inches long, then it is a Guinness Book of World Record. But average people, they have like 1.5 inch or 2 inches. So that whole radar is controlling our body. The way we speak, our character becomes. What we eat, that creates our mind. So this tongue need to be controlled. And upavasa means what? Mauna. Mauna means hold a silence. Fast, don't talk. See, the person who talks a lot, he exhausts a lot. The physical exertion an exertion that comes by talking, if you compare that, the exertion of talking is more than the physical exertion, or whatever physical work you do and whatever exertion happens because of talking, if you compare that, the ratio is like a 80-20. And that's why you have seen the people who talk less, they control a lot, because their words has a potency. And that's why great leaders, they used to follow this Mauna Vrata. That helps a lot. That purifies, that gives a lot of time for yourself to think about, to study. So this upavasa does not mean only just restricting or refraining yourself from eating, but from talking also. Because there is a samvad, always, from the time of birth up to the end of this lifetime, like a death, everyone is just talking. There is a dialogue. From birds up to the beast, all they are talking. The day starts with only chirping, chi-chi-chi-chi-chi-chi, all the birds, everything. So controlling this talking propensity, a tongue, Rupa Goswami says, that is the starting of getting connected with the Lord. So let's, even the demigods, they pray to the Lord, like Nalakobera Manigriva, when they got delivered by their lordship, then what happened? While they are offering their prayers, they said, Vani gunanu kathane shavanam cha kathaya. Oh my Lord, please, if you really happy with us, then bless us that we should engage our vani, our tongue, in glorifying you and your holy name. And ears to hear about you. If these two things are done, then it is said, Swayameva Spuratyada, the Lord Himself manifests in your heart. So that's the easiest way. No need of a performing austerities for 60,000 years. Like a Vishwamitra he did, he was performing austerity for 60,000 years. But just tinkling of ankle bells, that disturbed him. And he left his austerity. And same Haridas Thakur was sitting and chanting, and Maya Devi herself, she came to allure him. Nothing happened. That's the glory of chanting the holy name of Lord, meditating, engaging your all the propensities in the service of the Lord. And that's why in the Padma Purana it is said, only a person who is devotee of Lord Govinda can conquer his senses. No one else. Rishikena, Rishikesha. Because Lord is Rishikesh, the controller of senses. And if you render service to Lord Rishikesh, then your senses gets automatically controlled. Rishikena, Rishikesha, Sevanam Bhakti. Tumi Rishikesha, Rishika Damiya, Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, oh my Lord, it's you who is Rishikesh. Only you can subdue my senses, no one else. As he has subdued Kaliya, same way you can subdue my senses. But for that we need to engage that senses in the service of the Lord. As Maharaj Ambarish has done. For such a devotees, Lord says, I am sold out for them. He always resides with them. Because he said, Madanatra tena janati naham tebhyo managapi. I don't know anything about other than them. And they also don't know anything other than me. And such a devotee can conquer the Lord. Ajito api traistrim lokyam. Jita ajito api traistrim lokyam. That unconquerable person gets conquered by the devotion of devotees. And that's the real process of connecting ourselves with the Lord. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.